is up, everybody? Welcome to Talk To Me, episode 25. I am your host, Joshua Toomey, and on this episode, I talk to Bones, former lead singer of Stuck Mojo. Now he has his own band, and they go by the name Bones. So it's going to be a great conversation. I had a lot of fun interviewing Bones. He is definitely a character and a voice to be reckoned with. So I hope you guys enjoy that, and that's coming up momentarily. But first, I want to talk about a little movie called All Things Must Pass. It's a documentary about Tower Records, and Tower Records is a place that I hold dear to my heart. I worked there for a few months, and in the many, many jobs that I've had over the years, Tower Records was definitely one of my favorites. I've went into the Tower Records on the past episodes and talked a little bit about my chance encounter with Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC. And I met him, talked to him for a little while about his silly little dreadlocks. And at the time, I had some silly white boy dreads too, so we had a common bond there. So good times had. And it's just a sad thing to see with the record industry the way it is today. A place like Tower Records can't even survive. So, you know, with the demise of record sales, you definitely lose a place like Tower Records. And Tower Records, to me, was a huge community and a place you could go and thumb through CDs, go through their magazines. They had magazines from all over the world, things that you can't really get nowadays. And I know that the internet has killed most of those things, downloading music and websites that you can get information about bands from all over the world. But it was always great to go through their magazine section and just stand there for hours, just thumbing through magazines from all around the world. Fanzines, you had Metal Maniacs, you had Metal Hammer, you had Circus Magazine, Rip Magazine, Metal Edge, all the great magazines were there. And I even remember that's where I found when my band 12 Volt Negative Earth was reviewed in Metal Maniacs. Tower Records was the place that I bought that. So it's definitely a sad, sad time. Great documentary, though. If you have a chance, so make sure and go check it out. Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks' son, is the one that put it together. And it's just a great, great documentary, and I love documentaries, and I'll watch a documentary on pretty much anything. So it's just great to sit down and watch something about, you know, Tower Records and how emotional everybody gets when the demise of Tower Records is coming along. Definitely not a dry eye in the house. So it's definitely something you need to check out. It just shows that, you know, even a large corporation can't even see the end coming. Also, in this episode, I just want to say that kind of a quick review on the new Megadeth album. The Dystopia is so great. Kiko and Chris Adler are huge, huge additions to the Megadeth lineup. I really feel like Kiko maybe sat there and just listened to Rust in Peace over and over before he wrote those solos on that album, because every solo I've heard so far sounds like it could have been Marty Friedman. So if you have a chance, make sure to also check out the new Megadeth album. It is so good. Definitely a return to form. And through all this nonsense of Metallica versus Megadeth, I think that Megadeth has continued to put out consistent records, and they've not really strayed too far from the path. They had a couple of duds there in the middle of 2000s, but for the most part, I really believe that Megadeth has held true to being a thrash metal band and being one of the greats. And now, if you're a football fan, I know you see that the Super Bowl is coming up in a couple of weeks, Broncos versus Panthers. I'm definitely going to do a Super Bowl preview. Obviously, huge football fan. Yeah, my team, the Tennessee Titans, are a very terrible team at this point. We got the number one pick in the draft, so we're number one at something, by God. But yes, definitely the Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers. And if you're a huge fan of either of those teams, good luck to your respective team. I know who I'm rooting for, and I'll get into that next week on my Super Bowl preview show. I talked with Frank Novinick of Hatebreed today. He is a huge Broncos fan. So I've got the Broncos perspective with him. I've got a few feelers out for the Carolina Panthers fans out there. So if you know of a huge metal guy that's into the Carolina Panthers, pass it on. You can always hit me up at TalkToMeTalk on the Twitter. That's at TalkToMeTalk on Twitter. TalkToMeTalk@gmail.com. You can always hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/TalkToMeTalk. Give me some guest suggestions for the Super Bowl 50 Talk To Me podcast. It's going to be fun. Had a great, great conversation with Frank. I also talked about the new Hatebreed album, and I cannot wait for the new Hatebreed album. Hopefully you can't either. And once again, just great to have Frank come back on the podcast. Also, t-shirts still coming out, still getting all the design stuff together. Hopefully by the Super Bowl podcast, I'll have some information on how you guys can support this podcast by buying a Talk To Me t-shirt and wearing it loudly and proudly so all that your friends can see that you have your Talk To Me t-shirt. But until then, if you want to help out the podcast, help out production cost, you can always go to paypal.me/talktome. That's paypal.me/talktome. Donate a dollar, donate a couple bucks. Everything goes towards the podcast and is definitely a huge, huge help for the podcast. Also, got to say thank you to Blabbermouth for posting the Tony Campos podcast and using some of those things about Wayne Static and getting that podcast out there. By far, that's definitely my biggest podcast to date, judging by downloads. So crazy seeing how many downloads are just going flying off the shelves. Everybody's downloading the Talk To Me podcast, and I got to say thank you to all the metal sites that use the podcast for site content. That's Blabbermouth, Metal Sucks, the PRP, all the great metal sites out there, and all the other sites that pick up those podcasts, and all the other sites that pick up those news sites and run them. It's so great for the podcast, and it's definitely gets traffic to the podcast and helps out getting guests and all that wonderful stuff. And another way you can help out the podcast, if you want to go to your iTunes right now, go give me that 5-star rating, give me a great review. Make sure to subscribe and make sure to tell your friends that you're listening to Talk To Me. It's definitely helps out the podcast and helps me out. I love doing these podcasts for everybody each week, and hopefully you guys enjoy listening to them. And judging by the numbers, there are many of you out there listening, and I such appreciate that. And I hope you guys are all having great weeks, and hope you guys have a great rest of the week because it's going to be a fun week. So just thanks to everybody that's been supporting the podcast since day one or since the last week. So, just thank you to everyone out there. The intro to this podcast was put together by Ian Scher, former drummer of Straight Line Stitch. Now he does a thing called Identity Device. And you can always check him out on SoundCloud. Make sure to go check him out. I'm going to have him on a future episode so we can sit down and talk with Ian Scher about everything that he's doing. And he's such a well-respected musician out there. Like, every time I see him post anything, he's always getting great reviews. And a lot of other band guys that are still out there today always go back to Ian and want to tell him all the wonderful things he's doing. So, like I said, Ian's going to be coming up on a future podcast. Next week, we've got the Frank Nivinek podcast. I've got a couple of other guests that I should be getting to this week, so we'll have some future podcasts in the can and ready to go. But getting back around to this episode is Bones. Like I said, former lead singer of Stuck Mojo, and unfortunately, that news was broke on this podcast, so here we are on the Talk To Me podcast, breaking news. Breaking news on the Talk To Me podcast. So, he gives his side of the story, gives a great history lesson in Stuck Mojo. And if you're a huge Stuck Mojo fan, huge fan of Bones, you're going to absolutely love this podcast. I'm talking so much in the beginning of this podcast because I think on the actual podcast, I got in about 8 words, because, he's just, once he started going, he just kept going and I let him go because it was great. It was a great listen and I hope you guys enjoy it. I do want to play some Bones for you right now. And this song features Jason, formerly of Primer 55, who I had a little encounter with and toured with for a while. It's going to be a good thing to have on the podcast. So you get some Bones with Jason, and this song is called 30 Seconds to SWAT.
Hooray! Touch war! Open up the door! Open up the door, we'll break it down! Give you what you need. Try to satisfy this incredible need. Feeding on these demons, start to scheme it on me. Got me thinking about thieving on the city. Stick them up, people, give me all you got. Yeah, you know the answer to this serious plot. Why not? Got my stomach tied in a knot. Who would give a damn if I hit that don't spot? Bang! Through the window. Where's the antidote? 30 seconds to SWAT. Things are hazy, shit got crazy. 30 seconds to SWAT. Bang! Through the back
Alright guys, that was Bones with 30 Seconds to SWAT featuring Jason Latrell, formerly of Primer 55. Yes, my former lead singer was on that track. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys enjoy this upcoming podcast with Bones. This is definitely the first time that I've had to defend myself on the podcast and defend maybe some questions or comments that I had made on previous episodes about certain people. So, you know, it definitely kind of caught me off guard. But definitely kept me on my toes, and I appreciate Bones for coming on and doing that. So without any more talking by me, let's hear from the man himself, Bones.
Tell me about this Bones record that you got out.
I'm sorry. First of all, have you listened to it?
I listened to a little bit of it, yeah. I listened to the song with Jason.
Just a little bit of it. Now you want to do a podcast with me.
Hey, I was a big fan of Stuck Mojo.
Man, it ain't about Stuck Mojo. It's about Bones.
I know
that's
it is.
That's the premise of this whole thing, man. And I'm not going to lie to you. How long have we known each other, dude?
Me and you?
Yeah, me and you.
I don't think we have. We've met a couple times over the years, but I don't know how well we know each other.
Over the years, how long have we been associated with one another?
If you want to get technical, my band opened for Stuck Mojo back in the late 90s, so, you know, I've been around.
Right. Okay, then. Now, you're not giving me a fair shake, Joshua.
Why is that?
Because I listened to the podcast, brother. You didn't think I was going to ask you about that singing thing?
I mean, I think you and Chris Jericho have two totally different styles of, you know, singing.
You said someone that can actually sing, Joshua. Golly, I thought I was your friend, man.
No, I was saying as opposed to, you know, a rapper.
I am not just a rapper. I am a lyrical expressionist.
Right.
Understand? I encompass more than just rap. I am hip-hop, though. Okay? I could do more than just flip some rhymes, you know? I have grown exponentially. I'm not going to attack anyone else, but I think I do pretty good out there.
Very cool.
Now, see, you just went very cool. You don't agree, do you?
What's that?
That I can sing.
I mean, from what if you want to get technical, I mean, everything that I ever listened to, I would assume that, you know, a lot of the vocals were Rich doing the singing and not you, so I don't know where we're going with this.
Okay, who wrote most of those melodies was me.
Okay, but did you sing those melodies?
No, because at the time I was still trying to find my way.
Okay.
But we talked 20 years ago as opposed to now.
I don't know where we're going with this, man. I was trying to have a positive conversation with you.
We are going to have a positive conversation. The whole point is I've known you for a long time.
Okay.
Seen you, associated with you, I'm not getting defensive or anything. I'm just questioning how do you feel it about me as an artist personally. Not even on a general thing. Do you think I've grown? Do you think I can sing? I just want to know. I'm curious. I'm doing homework. I want to know where I could get better at.
I mean, I think you are you. I don't know where we're going with this. I think you are Bones. You have a specific style. I think it's a great style. You know, you don't necessarily have to go and become a, you know.
Let me start over, Joshua. The reason why I'm asking you this question is I have to. If I'm going to recreate the sport we created, I have to know where I could get better at as an artist. You being an artist yourself, you being very critical of most of the people, you know, that you look up to or adore or whatever, because you are a critical artist, in my opinion, because you know what it's up. You know, you're in a band. You know what it is. You know what it takes.
Yeah.
So for me, I want to know, you know, I think you're kind of critical in some instances. You know, listening to what I hear, you're questioning with other artists in my realm and the people in my camp. You're a little bit more pinpoint than most interviewers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't get defensive.
No, I'm not.
Plus, you're like a what's his name? Like a Steve Harvey or like a Montel Williams. You know what I'm saying? Very candid in your thing. And I'm a candid person in general.
Right.
So don't get defensive, first of all. Okay?
All
right. It's a compliment. All right? I'm asking you because I listened to the podcast with Frank. I want to know where I can get better at.
If we're going along the lines of the questioning of the, you know, being in a band with an actual, like, rock and roll singer, as in Chris Jericho, as compared to a rapper, is exactly what I said in Bones, which obviously I love nu metal. I loved rap metal. I loved what you guys did. And it was nothing to do with specific talents. It would be, you know, I play bass. You know, would it be, you know, if someone questioned how would it feel playing with a guy that plays straightforward bass as compared to like slapping funk bass, you know, that's all it was. It wasn't a question of how does it feel to be in a band with a singer now. It was how do you feel being in a band with two different types of singers?
Right. Okay.
So it's
you're
not
still defensive, Josh. Stop, man.
What's that?
You're still being kind of defensive. I apologize. I didn't mean to throw you off like that, man. Damn.
No, you're all good, Bones.
But, you know, it's like with the Bones thing, with me and Kurt, and what we do and what we're trying to achieve is I'm trying to get out of that realm of a rapper with their band.
Yeah.
I don't think of myself as just a rapper because I did the regular hip-hop shit, the regular rap shit. It wasn't for me. I found a new realm, you know, when I was introduced to Rich Ward through Phil Day. You know, I heard Frank says in both bands, we are the foundations. Well, Frank had three different terms.
Yeah.
I was the last piece of the puzzle before we crossed over. You know what I mean? I'm Mojo to the day I die, no matter whatever. I still stuck Mojo. Understand that.
And I think a lot of people agree with that.
Well, thank you. I love him. But the one person who gives him the most accolades and the most props is actually Rich Ward, to be honest with you. When you do your own band, and it's why we were still in the same band. When you do your solo project, your band, make sure you call it Bones. I didn't understand what this man was saying at the time. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, we just don't know what the hell are you talking about? But the whole point is my man already had an agenda. You know, he's already, dude is not approximating anything he does. He's a calculated, precise individual. I know. I've known him since he was 17, 18 years old.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know him quite well, and I love him like a brother. So everybody out there trying to mix it up and think I hate him or we hate each other, no. But at the same token, I want you to be honest about what it is that's really going on. With yourself, first of all, don't tell me and Corey one thing and then do another. You know, if you already had a game plan, just talk to us. We don't have to be family like we once were. We can just be strictly business, which means contracts, show me the money, lawyers sit down, management sit down, and we go from there and just be business. You see what I'm saying?
But
instead, it didn't play out that way. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. I don't like the fact that it wasn't talked about in the very beginning when we went to the studio, that we weren't involved in the project. I thought that was unfair to the fans, most of all, because you got the whole world anticipating another Mojo record with me and Corey involved. And that wasn't the case. Now you got everybody anticipating that maybe we did our parts and then we parted ways. That's not the case. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, like, even when I asked the question of Frank about the new Stoke Mojo record, I didn't know. He hadn't told me anything prior to that. So when I asked about the four of you being on the record, it was an actual question because that's what I anticipated, you know, being a new Stuck Mojo record. You guys did the reunion shows and,
right.
You know, and then, you know, it hadn't been out there. You know, even when I asked it and Frank said he kind of broke the news, I didn't even realize he was breaking news because I just assumed I missed that. And I, you know,
you didn't miss anything, Joshua. It wasn't told. That's the whole tip. It's, I know the game. We played it. I'm down with the original set. I know the script. You know what I'm saying? So does Corey. We both know the script. But don't do what you did and did not play it all the way out. You know, I mean, that's unfair to fans, most of all. They have to, and I'm apologetic to them because at the end of the day, it could have went down. Communication is the key. That is the key to anything we do in this industry, man. It's such a fucking bloodthirsty sport, you know? And I hate it to the fact that folks' egos get in the way or pride get in the way, and then, you know, you want this person to say do, and then when they do it, then all of a sudden you pull back, and, man, it's just ridiculous. It's unfortunate. It's unfair. And but I'm okay with it. I'm all right, because never say never. You know, I believe in that to the day we die. Never say never. You know, but it's a little unfortunate for the fans, and it is what it is. But in the meantime, hey, thank you, Joshua, for wanting to do this podcast. And in the beginning, but I am unpredictable. I have to do my homework. I did my homework. I just listened to it before I called you because I just got the link to it, and I was like, oh, yeah, let me. She said my wife was telling me, oh, by the way, I got married November 13th. Hi. I got married. And,
there you go.
I didn't know you had a 13-year-old daughter.
Yep, yeah. 13-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son.
How old are you, man?
36.
You 36? Nigga, you look like you're 22.
I appreciate it.
Man, you look wonderful for your age, bro. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, when I was 22, I looked 13, so it's all paying off.
I listen to you. Right, she's a music lover like you?
Yeah, but she's into, like, One Direction and stuff, so.
What does she listen to?
You know, like, One Direction, Justin Bieber, all that nonsense.
Oh, Justin Bieber, all that pop boy shit.
Yeah.
Does she play an instrument?
She has a guitar. She can play a little bit on it, but she doesn't do much.
Right. My son picked up the viola, and my daughter picked up the cello.
There you go.
And I never solicited either one of them to do music, so that was kind of cool. That was really cool, actually.
The one thing I kind of wanted to say, and I've said it, you know, I played in Primer 55 with Bobby, and you know.
Oh, you did not.
I did too. Yeah,
with Bobby Burns. Was you in the band with Frank when he played drums?
Yeah, that's how I know Frank, yeah.
So, you know about the phone call he made to me then?
I guess I don't know that one. I left Primer before Frank did.
Yeah, Frank called me out of the blue one day and asked me to join thing.
No, I guess, because I was in the band when all that was going down and like, everyone was calling every singer that ever met.
Right.
So keep staying on the road.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And I said, Frank, I'm a little jake. And it was the first thing that I had gotten in a while, and I was jaded, man. I was just, you know, I told him straight up, I was like, Frank, you know me, man, I'm jaded right now, dude, I'm not digging this and that. And he was like, all right, and he thought about it for a minute. He never called me back, because he knew
Yeah.
He knew, what was up, because Frank knows me well, man, and me and Frank have probably been the most two honest people with each other in the Mojo organization.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And I respect him to the utmost, man. I love him to death, dude. You know? And I'm going to tell it to you right now. This is who originated the band of Stuck Mojo, in case you don't know. And I'm going to set the record straight to the whole world. His name is Dwayne Fowler.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Richard Farmer, Dwayne Fowler. first two members of Mojo. You can call Drug Dealer Son. Then Rich Ward, and they had another singer named Andrew. Okay?
All
right. I met Rich Ward at Pizza Hut through a gentleman named Phil Davis. Rich had been fired previous. He got let back in the band. Okay? Then as we progress on, Richard Farmer goes away, go through a series of drummers. We come up with Mr. Payne with the first LP, and then and Dwayne Fowler. Then those two left, and we got Frank hearing it again a couple times, and then it became Frank and Corey. You know, we've had Benjamin, Brad, Booker Foot, a couple other cats, man, but they didn't work out. Benjamin could have worked, but anyways, long story short, it didn't. So, Mojo's gone through a couple transformations here and there, man, and the final thing was me, Frank, Corey, and Rich, which was an awesome lineup. But due to bad business with social media and our own selves, because we didn't have a template in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, we are the originators of the rap genre, period. And like Frank was saying, you know, Fred Durst, we took him out when he had a group called Device down in Florida. His whole band quit on him. But Fred signed his deal. You know who he called? Me. Can I come to Atlanta and hang out with you, bro? You know, now I can't even get him to answer me back on a motherfucking tweet. You know, I'm going to be candid with you. You know, I know Linkin Park, they were Hybrid Theory before Chester got in the group. You know, but my mans, they cool as a fan. 311, we were the first group that brought them to Atlanta, to a sold-out masquerade in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? We still cool as a fan. I've never met POD, but I've heard they're pretty cool cats. I met Rage Against the Machine. Hate the whole band, but Tom. Tom was a very nice guy. The rest of his band are assholes. And that was Brendan O'Brien who brought me in to meet them. They did their, they were doing their Big LP, the second record.
Yeah.
And I came in, he wanted me to meet him because he said, hey, I want you to meet these guys since they're similar to you. And maybe you guys can network. And they were so rude, man, that Brendan was embarrassed.
Oh, wow.
That's how rude they were. Like, they had to, like, he had to apologize for how they treated me. You know, I was just sitting there trying to politic and bullshit. One guy wouldn't look at me. One dude dissed me. And Zach was trying to be a smartass. It's real talk. I'm just giving you a fast forward.
No, let's do it.
You know? Used to go see Pantera. We saw Pantera out at International Ballroom. First show we ever seen Pantera with the Power Light Show, and was just fascinated with him. I became friends with those guys. I could go on stage and sing with him. This is before we even toured with them. I could go on stage and hang out with Pantera. Life of Agony, met them at Foundations for him in the lobby. I credit them. Joey and Keith Caputo, those are the two guys that basically introduced us to the whole metal community. Okay, they took us under their wing. They took us overseas. They introduced us to Typo Negative. Typo Negative took us around the world twice, you know, the Pantera. But the one person that met all these guys, you know who it was? Theron Gerard Archie. You know, I'm the soldier. I'm the foot soldier. I'm the field soldier. You know, that's what I do. I policy the bullshit with the rest, with the best. And I've been so fortunate and blessed after the fact to have my own deal now, with payment through Eternal Sounds, and be back on my own laurels. Two black men on a white man's stage got a deal with no help.
That's awesome.
Yes, that's all God, you know? That's all just thank you very much. Just asking for blessings. Just, you know, people not turning their back on you, giving you a second, third chance. I've got more chance you can shake a stick at, but I'm thankful and I'm grateful for them. Thank you, world. And that's no bullshit, Josh. You know, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I take not everything, just some people's opinions to heart. People that I know that know me for a while, like yourself. You know who I am. You've seen me. You know, you're not a brand new person in my life. You see what I'm saying? So I take what you have to say serious.
Right.
I don't take what you say for granted. That's why I asked you what I asked you. You see what I'm saying? That's where I was going with this. I don't take what people that know me for granted. I can't. I can't afford to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got too many haters out there. So a lot of folks don't want to see us do this no more. None of us. They don't want to see us back in the hardcore community. Why? Because that ass going to get kicked. Period. This is an ego-driven industry, more so than none. You know, why can't the metal kids get along and do guest appearances and make the same kind of money these hip-hop motherfuckers is making, them R&B folks? Because the egos are too goddamn big.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the, you know, the things in the late 90s, early 2000s with a band like Soulfly that would bring in, you know, multiple guest spots. Metal does need that. Metal does need that crossover. And
well, that's because Max is the man. He ain't got no ego like that. He understands him and his wife. They're the I love them. I'm one of the only motherfuckers who can get on the bus with Max and his wife. You know, she opened the door for me. Motherfuckers be like, how you get on the bus? I don't be bullshitting these folks. I've been knowing Max and Igor from way back in the day. Them dudes is cool as a fan. You know, they wanted to take us to Europe first. It's going to be us, Sepultura, and Pantera. Sepultura had all this shit go down. Management dropped the ball. Them dudes came to Graz, Austria, and apologized in person. That's the type of big boy shit I've been exposed to. You know what I'm saying? To have Peter Steele come and ask us, me and Corey ate 8 days. Ooh, we scarfing down food all of a sudden. The damn sun is blocked. That's actually the moon. The moon got blocked. And fucking Peter Steele standing over us, asking us to do Kill All the... hey, you guys ever heard of Kill All the White People? And we goddamn got food dropping out our mouth and shit. And we're like, yeah, sure, uh-huh. I ain't heard none of the type of negative, but what on the radio. But I made it my point to learn the song, you yeah. know what I'm saying? I was very honored for Peter Steele to ask me to be, you know, ask us to be on stage with him, going through all the other bullshit they talk about Peter Steele, this, that, and the third. The man fucking gave me his T-shirt that he worked in when he was in the sanitation department in New York. You know what I'm saying? A personal item. The only one he has left. He gave it to me, you know? I'm sat in the bathroom with Dimebag getting tricked on Black Tooth Grins while he drinking fucking Dr. Pepper. I'm fucking doing the whole nine, getting fucked up, getting carried out the damn building by Corey. You know, I mean, I've been fucking stage diving, stage surfing at Foundations Forum, get to the back, to the bar. The two people that catch me are Doug Penny and Lemmy. Catch me, sit me on the bar, do a shot with them, and told me to go back out there and get it. I'm like, man, you know, I've been exposed and been privy to a lot of cool shit, man. So to be negative about anything now is asinine. And I refuse to get bought into this negative shit that the world, they wanted me and Lloyd to hate each other. I've known Lloyd since middle school, you know? We known each other for 30 fucking years. And y'all wanted me to hate this cat, or him to hate me. Nope, not happening. Because if it wasn't for me, it wouldn't have went down when I had my couch time. You know? And I've got a brand new brand on life. I got married November 13th to a wonderful woman named Pegasa. Got my kids back in my life, man.
Congratulations.
You know, thank you so much, man. You know, God is blessing me 110%. I'm so congratulatory to Seven Dust. He really want to know the skinny. I introduced LeJean to Morgan and Vinny.
How'd that go down?
It went down wonderful because I had to sing it. They didn't, you know, Snake Nation had just stopped. It didn't work out between Morgan and us. It was the weirdest shit we'd ever seen in our life. The best player in Atlanta couldn't play that day. I don't know. God just tricked his ass or something. It wasn't meant to be. It's how I can chalk it up to. But I introduced him to LJ because LJ is my little brother. He might not be from the same mother, but that is my fucking ace bull. That's my dude. That's my dog. For fucking life. We don't never trip on each other. I've had Prince introduce himself to LJ because Prince has seen me twice. How about that?
Wow.
At the Quest. And made it a point to come say hello to me. Little Richard sent for me through two of my other homeboys, Jay and Swift. You know, I'm just so blessed and so honored to be, woo, boy, I'm like Ric Flair right now. You know?
Man.
And I'm listening to certain interviews and podcasts, not just you, other stuff. I got to do my homework. I got to stay on my P's and Q's. And everybody wants to be pissed at one another. It's not going to happen, y'all. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Whoever they got, good. do it, man. I wish you'd name it something else besides Tuck Mojo, but it is what it is. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing I was kind of hinting at earlier when I was talking about being in Primer and Jason left the band. It's like Skid Row without Sebastian Bach, or it's any great band without their iconic lead singer. And, you know, when you have a singer that's such an integral part of the music, it's always hard for the fans to latch on to the new guy. And so, I mean, you know, you have a very distinct voice. I don't know how the fans are going to react to the new album. You know, hopefully they did what they say they did and did a good job, but it's hard for people to latch on to new singers.
You know, Joshua, man, it could have been me. That's the whole tip of the whole iceberg. It was the weirdest thing, man. It was weird, man. I announced that I was coming here to Wisconsin. I was in love. I was finally in love. Mark Willis was so happy for me because he could see something going on. He could see a transformation. Because I was working with him out at Lakewood. And he could see me going through something. He could just tell I wasn't all here, all there. You know, I was trying to figure out my life at that point. You know, there was a part of me that wasn't complete, the partner, the life partner. I didn't have that. I was walking around half guy. Yeah, I'm on the map with the band, doing the mojo. Yeah, but I was incomplete. Now, I'm back around my homie, Corey, his wife, Rich and his wife, Frank and his wife. I'm watching all this happiness, you know, Kurt and his wife, Aaron and his wife, Aaron and his wife. Do you know that two bands, I'm the only single motherfucker? That tends to fuck with you a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's wrong with me? You know? Got, you know, what? Actually, three. Wonderful kids out there on planet Earth, two in Atlanta and one in Ohio. And the one in Atlanta I was serious with, the one in Ohio, not so serious with.
Right.
But it is what it is. You know, I love my son regardless. And I was in a relationship with someone that was an asshole, straight up. You know, 7 days apart our birthday, and she was older than me, and she was just mean at the wrong times, you know. And I just got tired of that part of my life, man. The wowsy woo part. And so when I announced that I was coming up here, my man went black on me. And I was just like, I'm not doing this again with you, man. You know? And he hit me with a spill of some past shit that I was just like blowed. You know? And then the interview about some path about going to prison and shit like that. And I'm just saying, you know, the only reason why I reacted to that, Joshua, is because there was so many other positive things he could have spoke on that wasn't said. And if the interviewer chose to print that instead of the other, fuck that motherfucker for jading it like that. Okay? And that's real talk, partner. You know, I got a deal. I got this going on. We got this. You choose to talk about shit that was 30 years old. Never been to prison. It's just some shit that happened to me when I was in the military. Got in trouble. Okay, whoop you do. Why are we talking about that? With so much other shit to talk about. I refuse to talk about shit bad about my them dudes that I know about. I won't do it. I know the dirt on all everybody. You know, and it's even more dirt on me that I'm glad that wasn't put.
Right.
But have you ever heard me throw dirt?
I have not.
Have you ever seen any dirt?
I have not.
Thank you very much, sir, and I'm sure you do your homework well. Because it's your job to do that shit, correct?
It is my job, yes it is.
That's right. I won't do it. Mama said if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. Because that shows that you're a punk if you do. That's it. That's all my mama told me. So I won't bow down and do stupid shit like that because that makes you seem trivial, small-time, small-minded, and very vindictive and jealous. All of that dumb shit called envy. You know what I mean? And I just won't do it. It's too many things in my life that I've done and accomplished. Dude, I was paralyzed on the left side of my body when I was in the military in a car wreck. I was told I'd never do the things that you've seen me do. Jump around on stage dive, ever again. Do you know, I actually forgot about that shit for a minute. That blessing that was bestowed to me.
That's amazing.
You know? It is amazing, but it's not a general story that's known to the world. I don't tell it because I, you know, just forgot, just took it for granted, kind of. You know, to be honest, that's bullshit. You know, God has blessed me in so many ways, man, and now, you know, I got a little bit more happy with the marriage thing, and I'm not satisfied. Believe that. Got another record to do. Got some cool things going on. Yeah, got some really cool shit going on out there in the world. We'll flip it. We'll fast forward. Here we go. Got a script coming to me to write to a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming out. Yes, to do the theme song, the TV show and other songs for it. I can't speak on it right now as far as the names and everything, but it's pretty positive. Going to re-record a new record. Got all that solidified as far as studio players and everything. And what we're going to do, got a new management team behind me, got a sponsorship behind us. So just before the turn of the year, man, regardless of what everybody else heard, God's been good, you know? Even though we had two vans break, I had one van, the wheel came off going 70 miles an hour. The other van burnt up, remember?
Yeah, I saw the pictures of that burnt up van, man. That's got to be crazy.
And before that, a wheel came off the van while we were going 70 miles an hour in North Carolina, bro. And you know how we got the construction down south on 75, 85, right?
Yeah.
So about after the tow truck gets us, we get maybe 5 minutes down the road and the highway bottles up, Josh. I'm talking on both sides with the retaining walls, and everybody got quiet. It was like, oh, shit. What if the wheel had came off now? I mean, just 5 minutes down the road, we could not, I wouldn't even be doing this right now with you. You know, it could have been a real bad day. Once again, another blessing, man. So, you know, I'm a different person now than I was. Well, you know, I'm still jubilant. I'm still, you know, that rah-rah guy. But I'm not as angry as I once was, you know? I'm a lot more focused than I was before. So just look out in the future. Listen to Broken Silence, partner. Straight up. From beginning to end. Not selective songs. Listen to the whole record. I promise you, you would dig it. And yes, Broken Silence is an angry song. It's the first thing I wrote when I left Mojo. And in order for me to get my diss across, and be taken serious, I had to be clever about it. To the point when Rich and them heard it, they'd even go, damn, that's good. You see what I'm saying? And just laugh about it. Because that's exactly how I did it. You know, because if you know the meaning of each song, yes, yeah, it even goes deeper. You know, like Hang 'em High. You know the song? If you know what Hang 'em High is about, like these two guys I made infamous that crossed me. There you have it.
Yeah.
You know, and then it goes from there. And so, yeah, that's what Broken Silence was about. And I'm sure no one's spoken on it, but yeah, no, I'm sure. And I even gave him a warning before it came out because we started talking again before it hit. And I was like, hey, I got this song called Broken Silence, man. Y'all might not like it. But hey, I'm telling you now, I wrote it when I was pissed. And we just left. It is what it is, but you will dig it because it's cleverly wrote, you know?
Go ahead and tell me how you met up with Kurt Taylor on guitar there.
Okay, yeah. Kurt and I did a project called Killing the Workplace.
Right.
Through Bobby Burns. You know about him, Kurt. You play with Kurt. And L. Haney. You know Haney?
Yeah, I know Haney.
Okay, Haney, I had some offers to either go to Los Angeles or go to New York to join two other projects. Or start two other projects. And I was writing on them, letting him hear the music, and he comes to me. And at the time, I was in work release. How about that shit? Work release. No real crime, child support. They still fucking people up with that. That's been the faux pas. Yeah, but it's hard when you're going in and out. And I'm in work release, and Haney gives me the music. Well, check this out, man. I think this is what you've been talking about, you've been wanting to do, and I would love to hear you do this. And I listened to the music, and all of it was shit I wanted to do. I mean, and then the last song I heard was called Broken. You know it, too. Damn it, Jack, because you know the material. So I know some of some rehashed stuff that you probably know.
Yeah.
And have you listened to the Killing the Workplace stuff?
I listened to it back when it came out, and I noticed it was a lot of stuff that Bobby Keith songs for many, many years, but it was good stuff.
Well, thank you. And I never listened. Oh, man, that was the other thing. You know, Bobby would not give me props as far as he wouldn't know what the fuck he wanted to do in life unless he heard Stuck Mojo first.
Really?
Because there'd be no problem if it weren't for us, correct?
Well, there'd be that whole genre, I don't think, would necessarily...
Well, him specific because I worked with him. And the first time I met him, I didn't like him. You see what I'm saying? We didn't get along at all. I thought he was an asshole, straight up. And I said, well, people change. And I talked to Pat Mitchell, you know Pat, and it's my old publicist. And she was like, you don't remember what you said? I was like, no, refresh me. She's like, I'll just put it like this. You didn't like him. I said, all right. She said, well, maybe he changed since he got married and stuff. And that shit was crazy how that went down. But anyways, we tried to do it, and I just didn't like his business tactics. But the music was fucking off. He's one of the best samplers I've ever heard. Live sample guys, band dudes that can play and sample other people's shit. He's the best, dude. Hands down, Bobby Burns is that dude. I'll give him that, man. That son of a bitch can sample anybody's shit and rock it. And he did, man. We had fucking Green Day, Seven Dust, Mojo, fucking Queensryche. I was like, what the hell? Woo! I just did it all. And I presented it to him. I never called him once and said, change this, do that. And that's what they were most impressed about. They was like, dude, you didn't say. I said, well, I'm the creator of the sport, so why would it look like me telling y'all to change something because I can't do it? That's bogus as fuck, bro. You know, so they pushed me. They pushed the envelope with my thing, and I did I had to prove something to myself that I can do what it might be two guys doing, you know, a rapper and a singer, I wanted to push myself to a whole nother realm, and I think I have. And that's how me and Kurt met, and I was at my lowest of the lows. I was looking at him through a glass, and he came to me and asked me to start a band. I looked at him and his wife like, do y'all see where I'm at right now? Okay, well, you can go out and play right now. He's like, I'm so over him, I don't want to deal with that no more. But since I had to taste with you, I know what you're about. I did my homework on you. Dude, you're revered out there. And is it better to be revered or feared? I say revered. So thank you, my peers. And that's how we started out. We had a couple cats step in, blew smoke up our ass as far as managing, then pan out. So we just continued on by ourselves. Now, once again, we down to the skinny. You know, we got no management, got a lawyer on deck, got a new management thing on deck, got to look for a new booking agent, got a label that ain't cooperating. So one half of it, at least. But the other half, hands are tied. You see what I'm saying? It's just more bullshit. But once again, I see light at the end of the tunnel, you know? And that's how me and Kurt met, and we're going to be all right. You know, we're going to be all right.
No, you'll definitely be all right. Kurt's a good dude, man.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. You know, I think he's taking some hits in the financial, but he has his own business, so I don't get that. You know, I wasted three. We won't talk about that. Anyways, long story short, I think he was frustrated, but he had some other shit going on that I didn't know about. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he hit a wall. And I am who I am. You know, I'm going to tell you how I see it, how I feel. I'm going to put certain things in play because I'm not saying, and I need to, if you're not going to tell me, I'm going to get it out of you. One way or the other, I'm going to get that shit out of you. You know, I've come too far, and I got more to do for a penny any bullshit. I'm not going to deal with it, you know? Just don't do it. Let's be honest with each other. We're in business. This is the last free form left in the world. You see what I mean? We are the avant-garde, the front runners of freedom of speech. I'm not going to waste y'all motherfuckers' time with no bullshit-ass lyrics or music or attitudes or people. It's not going to happen. You know, God put me back in the game, and I'm going to get it. You know? So thank you so much for your time, man. This is awesome. Please don't get it twisted, man. I'm going to be candid. I'm going to be straight up about who I am and my craft and my peers.
Right.
I love Frank. I love Mojo. I love them guys. It's never going to stop. But, you know, I guess we don't trust each other. That's the only thing I could chalk it up to.
I definitely appreciate you taking the time today, man. This has definitely been one of my favorite interviews I've done. Kept me on my toes. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. That's one thing that Doug Pennant taught me. He said, I always be and Prince. I had kind of some candid talks with both gentlemen, and they're, you know, considered to be older, you know, two different sides of the spectrum. But to have those two guys make time for you, you better take the time to ask the questions that you want the answers to, because them two, they're going to know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm very candid with both gentlemen. Their age, what they do, how they do what they do, what I need to look out for. And they saw where I was going and pretty much like I'm doing with you. This is what's up. This is how it's got to go down. This is what you got to do. But at the end of the day, keep this little, you know, keep this to your breastplate, okay? Yeah. You know, so, yeah, I've had other people say, you know, the interview thing, whatever, but this is my vehicle. I don't get a lot of vehicles. A lot of people are scared to talk to me. They don't want to interview Theron. They don't want to interview Bones, you know, going off the past. I'm not that guy anymore, you know, not a raging alcoholic, fucking out of control. I was never out of control. I am an alcoholic. Yes, I do drugs, but I'm always calculated in what I do. You know, I was a little hot-headed back then, we'll say that, and I'm still a jerk on that point because I'm just not going to take shit from nobody. You know, and that's my mom and daddy's fault. Sorry. You can blame them for that, man. I apologize, but, you know, my mom was a tomboy. My dad was the middle kid of 13, so you get it? Attitude, you know?
All right, man. Well, as we wrap this up, go ahead and let everybody out there know how they can find the Bones record and how they
can... Bones, you can hit me up at on Facebook /BONZ or BonesBand.com.
Yeah.
You can also look me up on Theron Archie. That's my Facebook page. You can also go to Eternal Sounds. You can go to Pavement Entertainment. We're out there. I'm out there. I'm in the gutter. I'm still low in the underground, believe it or not, partner. But I'm trying to break through to the mainstream. I got to. That's my last mission. And yes, I would love to do a record with Severin Dust. I would love to do a Machine Head. I would love to do a guest appearance with most of them. Thirst. Everybody out there. They all know me because I'm before most of them. So, with that said, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Joshua Toomey. No, it is not all about me. It's about the whole. It's about the fan, ladies and gentlemen. Give them what they want and quit bullshitting.
All right, Bones. I appreciate it, man.
Love you, man. Thank you so much for this blessing.
Broken silence. This is my answer. My soul got cracked, yo. You know? Put time in like you put time in. Well, you believe like you believe in. And the whole game gets swapped up on you. Check it. Open, left, it's an anytime telegraph. Open, left, fine. In person, I ain't hard to find. Bloody, wrong, bloody, bloody. Hang on high, backstabbers in enemy territory. Man, off, they're waiting for it. That's a whole different story. For the joy, that trick, my mama can't get the feeling for days. Since Kenny Brown paid now, who's the jump on a big wall? Crooked finger, hey, say it's all my fault. Been violating, even changed for ways. But you're the hate breed for the green cheese. Snap the neck from beginning to the end. Now, promise tomorrow, but I'm really true friends. The switch to make you legit. You're missing the day, babe. I'm blocking that shit. Oh, there is an anytime telegram phone. Left, right, in person, I ain't hard to find. Bloody, right, bloody, bloody, fine. Ritual meltdown, twisting my cape. Monkey behind the wheel, this out in my fate. Don't get started, you left that out. Step on, step on, what's next out your mouth? Try. Tears back in the saddle, through true love, pumped up and dismantled.
living next from beginning to the end. Now, promise tomorrow when I know that you'll bring. Switch to make you legit. You're missing the team, babe. I'm popping that shit. Oh, then there's any time. Tell it where I go. Let's run. In person, I make all the fun. Bloody fun, bloody, bloody fun. Oh, then there's any time. Tell it where I go. Let's run. In person, I make all the fun. Bloody fun, bloody, bloody fun. Was the beginning of the end. Animosity rots and grows within. Here comes the monster, monster, the monster. Bitch, don't make it. She got off the roster. No sellout, I thought was the play. But you turn into a booster instead. How you gonna bite the hands that beat you? 2 minutes of death with the whole crew sees you. So still is invisible. Open season, my mind, the sky is falling. Fear is all around me, metal is dead. That's what I burn, rhythm and bullshit. Home is what I earn. I'm black, sitting in tow. Drunk till I surf, off of your own. Fucking for dollars, look down for creepy crawl. Snap the necks from beginning to the end. Now, promise tomorrow when I roll a true friend. Switch to make you legit. You're missing a day, babe. I'm popping that shit.
There you guys have it. That was my conversation with Bones, with a little bonus Bones there at the end with a Broken Silence. He talked about that song in the podcast, so I definitely had to put it on the end of the podcast so you guys could hear what he had to say. Like I said, going back to that interview, it was such a great interview. It definitely kept me on my toes, and you know, it was definitely crazy kind of having to defend words that I said and defend questions that I had. So thank you, Bones, for that. If you guys are out there listening and you didn't come away from that interview not being more intrigued by Bones, then you're definitely listening to the wrong podcast, because that was one of my favorite interviews that I've done. Appreciate Bones for coming on. Make sure to go find them on Facebook, find them on Twitter, find them on Instagram. Let them know that you heard about them on the Talk To Me podcast and give them a like. You know, support what they're doing. Support Kurt. Support Bones. Some great group of guys and doing a lot of great stuff out there. And make sure if they're coming through your town to go check them out. And once again, next week will be my Super Bowl 50 podcast. Special guest Frank Novinick of Hatebreed is going to be on the podcast. And then a special as yet unnamed guest supporting the Carolina Panthers will be on the podcast. So once again, thank you guys for listening each and every week. And thank you guys for downloading, rating, reviewing the podcast, and spreading the word. For the Talk To Me podcast, I am Joshua Toomey, and I will see you next Tuesday. Have a great week, everyone.